Period 1. Activity 3.
Dan Fellini, Ontario Fire Service.
Many people think firefighters just relax between emergencies. But it isn't like that. We have a full schedule from the minute we start work at 8 a.m. First, we check the fire engines and all our equipment. We must be sure that everything is in working condition. Faulty equipment costs lives. Our own working condition is just as important. We train to keep fit, of course, but we also learn new skills all the time. Things like first aid, fire protection systems, and IT. Then there's the training we do together. We train to become an efficient, flexible team that can do the job and keep each other safe in different, often dangerous, situations. We have to be ready for anything. Then, of course, anything happens. We stop all our practicing and preparing and race to deal with the real thing, the next emergency call.
Carol Roper, London Fire Service.
We do many different things in this amazing job. Here's just one 12-hour day. 1:30 p.m. The police call us to a road accident. There's no fire, but a driver is caught inside her car. We free her with our special cutting equipment. Then the paramedics take over. 3:30 p.m. There's training back at the fire station. Today, it's how to deal with dangerous chemicals. Even the older officers are there. In this job, training never ends. 7 p.m. We're giving a talk to the local scouts. Part of our job is to teach people about fire safety, to stop future fires from happening. 10:30 p.m. We go to a house fire. The firefighters already there need help. My partner and I put on our safety equipment and move into the thick black smoke to attack the flames. 12 a.m. Finally, we win. We're dirty and exhausted, but very, very pleased.